The next step of praying with the senses is to hear. We'll just focus on some of the noises, some of the sounds, some of the voices. Especially pay attention to the voice that Jesus speaks to you. Imagine him carrying the cross, and he goes through the city of Jerusalem up to Golgotha, and the crowds are jeering. They're screaming out vile things at him. They're humiliating him. They're persecuting him. And you hear Jesus just continue to take steps. And as they crucify him, you hear the hammers strike the nails. You hear him scream out in pain and agony. You hear the creaking of the cross and the wood as they lift him up. You hear the voice of Pilate say, "Jesus the Nazarene, the King of the Jews." You hear the soldiers taking his clothes and dividing them into four shares, one for each soldier. And you hear their voices saying, "Let's not tear it, but cast lots for it to see whose it will be." And then all is silent as you realize you're standing right there at the foot of the cross as Jesus is suffering. You hear him moaning in agonizing pain. And you're standing there with the three women, with Jesus' mother Mary, with Mary the wife of Clopas and Mary Magdala. And you see Jesus again look at his mother and listen to him say, close your eyes and hear him say this, "Woman, behold your son." He says it with such joy that he can give you as a gift to Mary. And then he says to you, "Behold your mother." And the next words he says, in order that scripture might be fulfilled, is, "I thirst. I thirst. I thirst." Imagine them bringing the vessel filled with common wine, and you can hear the wine swishing around. Them soaking it on a sponge of hyssop and putting it up to his mouth, and you can hear his mouth, his dry lips, taking some of the wine. And he says, "It is finished." And there's silence. Spend time in silence now, meditating upon what you have heard, and journal your experience.